Gilchrist. I'm sorry, I'm shuffling my papers frantically this morning.
We're not going back too far this morning. We're going back to 2014, year when the Royal Mail, you were just mentioning it, issued a series of stamps celebrating characters from more than 60 years of children's television. Characters range from Andy Pandy to Peppa Pig. On July the 5th, 2014, the Tour de France started in Leeds. 2014 was the UK's warmest year since records began, higher than the previous record, which was set in 2016. And new car sales reached a 10-year high of nearly 2.5 million. And believe it or not, the Ford Fiesta was Britain's best-selling car for the sixth successive year.
Lovely.
And it's just been revealed that it's still the most popular model in the UK.
Did you ever have one?
Ford Fiesta. Yeah. No, I had a Ford Focus.
Oh,
that was just
when
I had
Ford
the kids.
Yeah, Ford Escort as well, with Riviera Radio down the side of it.
Oh, I did, yes. Yes, I did. Yes, yes, the Batmobile. But in 2014, a song, this is the first question, by Ed Sheeran broke a record for the longest climb to number one within the top 40, having taken 19 weeks to reach the summit. On its return to number one on December the 13th, it became the first song ever to peak at number one due to streaming, having sold less than the number two. What was the song?
Oh, I don't know. Was it Photograph?
No.
The other one.
Yeah, it was the other one.
With the video with him busking in it and stuff. And
I don't think I've ever seen an Ed Sheeran video.
Really? I thought you were.
I don't think I've seen videos since the 1980s, actually.
You haven't lived.
No.
Just get onto MCM.
I don't watch videos anymore. It used to be so big, didn't it?
Yeah, that's all right, you know.
Anyway, it was Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, yeah, OK.
Question number two. In 2014, the best-selling album was Swings Both Way by which UK artist?
Don't know.
Our Swings Both Ways.
Don't know.
It was Robbie. Oh, Robbie Williams.
Really?
And finally, at number one on this day in 2014 was a song to do with the Feel Good Friday theme, and it was also the best-selling single of
Pharrell
2014.
Williams.
Correct.
Oh, I'm glad I got one right, at least.
Can you tell me what was number two?
No, I don't.
You can lose your temper now. It was Rather Be.
Rather Be?
Yeah, by Clean Bandit. Featuring Jess Glynn.
Really?
And number three was All of Me by John Legend.
God, you're down with the kids, aren't you? One out of three ain't bad.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
MPGA.
MPGA?
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Matt, go on.
Make pots great again.
Oh, I like that. Let's get the hats out. Let's do it.
Are you sure? You sure you want to be associated with that kind of thing?
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Extraordinary scenes, of course, from Washington overnight. US system obviously cited as the bastion of democracy to see members of Congress cowering on the floor. Police with guns drawn, quite incredible. Protesters invading, smashing up the Capitol. I think it resulted, it took about 4 hours to get it under control. It was quite incredible. Some murmurings that the cabinet is thinking of invoking the 25th Amendment. I don't know if you've seen much on this, which would declare the president unfit for office. Removing for a period of time, clearly could fight against that process. Only 2 weeks to the inauguration. So whether we'll get to that point remains to be seen. Seems pretty unlikely to me.
Not enough time.
Yep.
Don't think there's enough time, but he's going to have hell to pay after he leaves office, I think. Now that, you know, talk of him sort of being sort of kind of pardoned and just sent off into the background, well, that's not going to happen because he's got so much support. But I'm sure that the powers that be in Washington will want him to make him pay for this one way or another.
Yeah, whether they'll be able to do so or whether they think it's probably better just to move on and try to bring the country together, if that is possible, will probably be a higher list of priorities than seeking revenge, one would suspect, on President Trump. Importantly, markets didn't really react to it, has to be said. US stocks closed in positive territory. Were well off the session highs, it has to be said, after those protesters did indeed surge into the Capitol. Markets perhaps more reacting to the blue wave that has finally emerged with Democrats controlling the Senate following the runoff race. Investors anticipating Democratic Congress and President will usher in greater spending, perhaps also higher debt as well, which will boost immediate growth prospects but may also create upward pressure on inflation. Turn lead to the prospect of higher interest rates, although I still think that's some way off. Equities traded higher. In terms of the bond market, 10-year Treasury yields spiked above 1% first time since March. The dollar was a little bit weaker. Fears of regulatory risk filtered through to a sell-off in the technology sector. In fact, the Nasdaq future was down around 2% at one stage. In fact, the Nasdaq only closed down 0.6%. The S&P was in positive territory. I say it was up 0.6%. And we are looking at a positive start last on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 61 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 35 points. CAC calling in Paris up 58 points. And US futures have been gaining as the morning's gone on.
Well, London yesterday up 3.5%. Boom.
Yeah. A strong performance coming through from London. Remember, the FTSE 100 was the big underperformer during the course of last year. FTSE 100, if memory serves me correctly, was down around about 14%. I think it was certainly Brazil, I think, was slightly worse than the FTSE 100. But beyond that, there weren't too many major indexes that generated a worse performance than what we saw in the UK. Some suggestion is, of course, that Brexit uncertainty out of the way, UK can become investable once again. But also, you could argue the UK is benefiting from part of this rotation trade that we know has been taking place, the rotation out of growth into value. Value stocks include the likes of the energy, I suppose the banks, and perhaps the mining stocks as well.
Yeah, just seeing reports of a near fist fight on the floor of the Senate a couple of hours ago as they were debating the Pennsylvania votes, which looked like they're going to be struck down. But certainly it's just a crazy situation at the moment, isn't it?
It certainly is a crazy situation, and America is the idea of exporting this concept of democracy and the strength of the Constitution. And despite the divisive presidential election process that we tend to see play out, particularly in terms of the debates, the one thing that has held pretty firm is this idea that the transfer of power is certainly seen as an orderly fashion and done in a civilized way, and we haven't seen that this time around. So it'll be an interesting couple of weeks as we do indeed head towards that inauguration.
Can you see the Republican Party splitting? Because a lot of Republican senators and congressmen and women have actually sort of jumped ship this morning after what happened last night and have disassociated themselves from Donald Trump. So, you know, we could kind of see, I mean, he's got so much support, but he's probably got enough support to start his own party.
Has support, whether we'll get to that point. Listen, I think Donald Trump will move on. There's some debate about whether he'll run again. One would suggest that.
Depends where he's going to move, doesn't it? Riker Island, by the looks of it.
Incredibly unlikely. I think you go through these periods of turmoil within parties, but I think the GOP will come together, one would suspect, and some of the policies will live on. Listen, I think if you look back at the Trump era, clearly it's been, as I say, a divisive term, but there have been some real positives, certainly around the deregulation, the tax cuts, and of course the stimulus to try and boost the economy. So before the pandemic, we should remember actually the US economy was in pretty good shape, quite frankly. Historically low unemployment, very strong growth coming through. So much of the policies of President Trump can be embraced, even if the manner in which they were achieved or portrayed can't be the same said for.
Well, I suppose it depends on which side of the floor you're standing on. If you think that the Trump presidency have yielded some benefits, probably for investors, but not for ordinary citizens. And now the Democrats do have control of the Senate. So is that going to upset the markets?
I don't think so. I think you've got to be realistic. The true balance of power, I mean, the fact that you've got the 50-50 split and the casting vote with the Vice President Kamala Harris still tells you that it's pretty tight. And the reality is it's not going to be an open goal for Democrats just to push ahead with any type of policy they want. The larger policy pieces will need broad-based support. So actually, if you look at it, the true balance of power is not with Kamala Harris. The true balance of power is with probably the moderate on both sides of the aisle.
Okay, Samsung having a very good time.
Yeah, Samsung are forecasting fourth quarter profit jumped by a third as remote working and elevated levels of TV watching during the course of the pandemic has fueled demand for chips and display panels, offsetting weaker smartphone sales. They project profit rose 33% to $8.75 billion over the same period last year. Shipment of memory chips by Samsung, the world's biggest supplier, likely rose 10% from the September quarter. Chips account for roughly half of Samsung's profits, after the positive outlook for the division has been filtering through to markets. We know, of course, it's fueled the big rise in Samsung's share price, up 55% since September. But higher competition, particularly from iPhone 12, resulted in a 20% fall in smartphone shipments from Q3. Though demand for the iPhone 12 has pushed up sales of Samsung's OLED screens, which certainly helps them as well. However, increased manufacturing and marketing costs, stronger yuan, has dented reported profits.
And it's amazing what you can do with a few billion, isn't it? Amazon investing in affordable housing in the US.
Yeah, Amazon said it would spend something like $2 billion. It's hard to say exactly what that means, but said they would spend $2 billion to create affordable homes in regions where three of its major U.S. employment hubs are located. The company intends to create at least 20,000 affordable housing units in Washington State, in Arlington, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee. Amazon and other tech companies have faced criticism for driving up home prices in areas such as the likes of San Francisco due to the large number of workers that have flooded to the region over the course of the past decade, prompting the likes of Alphabet and Facebook to invest in affordable housing. A large proportion of Amazon's investment will be through low-cost loans, it has to be said. They said they're looking to preserve or build affordable housing for moderate to low-income families.
Yeah, it's chicken feed for Jeff Bezos, isn't it? $2 billion.
Yeah, I don't know what his personal wealth is standing at. Somewhere 160 billion or something in that sort of order.
Give or take a few billion.
Yeah. Someone's had a good year.
Now, I know you're going to send me a large parcel from the UK, but so make sure that you go down to the post office and fill in the customs declaration before you do it.
Well, normally, of course, I send you a vast array of beautiful presents over the festive period, but unfortunately, due to Brexit and concerns over red tape and paperwork, I was unable to do that this time around.
Mm. And fish can't get out either.
No, apparently so. Billingsgate Market, which is in the heart of Canary Wharf, somewhere I used to know very well but haven't been to for some time, apparently experiencing some disruption as a result of Brexit and the new restrictions that have come into place.
Not to mention Northern Ireland.
Very true, very true.
All right, won't go on about it. Foreign exchanges.
No. Pound against the dollar just below 1.36 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.23. €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
OK, you better get down the printers and get some Make Pots Grace Again T-shirts printed up.
I can see a big movement. I can see it building as we speak.
OK, talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang Pots and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyson has the top stories across the Riviera.
French millionaire hotel owner Jacqueline Verac is to testify in court today as part of the trial of 13 people accused of involvement in her kidnapping. The 80-year-old owner of the five-star Grand Hotel in Cannes was bundled into a van outside her home in Nice in October 2016. She was found tied up in the vehicle 2 days later. The suspects include an Italian restaurant owner, a British former soldier and a private detective. The proceedings are expected to continue until January the 29th. In other news, a court-appointed expert has published a report concluding that the deadly attack of July the 14th, 2016 on the Promenade des Anglais could not have been avoided. The investigating magistrates appointed a judicial expert to answer the question, which continues to haunt the families of the 86 victims of the attack, who believe that the security system of anti-intrusion devices was not in place and could have prevented the attack. However, after having reconstructed the conditions of the attack, the report published on Wednesday shows that no devices available at the time to the city of Nice could have stopped the truck. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing as to the possible indirect responsibilities of authorities on the night of the attack. The French government has confirmed that ski lifts will not reopen as planned today, with no new date being fixed before next week's Defence Council meeting. French Prime Minister Jean Castex is to give an update on the health situation in France this evening at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, the President of the Scientific Council has said that while France is currently handling the situation, new measures are expected to be announced by mid-next week to stop an explosion in the number of cases of COVID as seen in the UK, and he does not rule out the possibility of a third national lockdown. Meanwhile, the city of Nice has announced the opening of three vaccination centres for priority cases, such as those with an underlying health condition and healthcare professionals, from Monday, the 11th of January. The city of Nice plans to be able to carry out up to 50,000 vaccinations per week in several centres. The mayor, Christian Estrosi, will present his vaccination plan this morning at 11 a.m. In Monaco, 31 new cases of COVID were identified on Wednesday, bringing the total number of residents affected by the virus to 978. 23 people are hospitalised and 128 people are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. During a press conference this week, Monaco's Minister of State, Pierre Dartout, outlined the government's vaccination campaign, saying that vaccinations will continue at an accelerated pace, with over 65s and health personnel being called upon as a priority. Vaccinations for the general public in Monaco are being administered at the Espace Léo Ferré. French President Emmanuel Macron has called for people not to give in to the violence of the few against democracy, following the violent intrusion of pro-Trump protesters in the Capitol building in Washington. And Macron added that what happened in Washington was not American. The president's solemn address was given from the Élysée Palace and broadcast on social networks at around 3 a.m. this morning. France's Superior Audiovisual Council has issued a notice to RMC for a programme with Professor Christian Perron. The Media Control Authority points to the lack of respect for the radio's obligations in terms of processing information. The CSA said the group had lacked rigour and balance during the programme, which was broadcast at the end of August, and in which the professor made controversial comments on the COVID-19 pandemic, Lyme disease and malaria. Dismissed from his post as head of the Infectious and Tropical Diseases Department at the Raymond Poincaré Hospital in December, he lost his job after other controversial comments about hydroxychloroquine and for claiming that COVID-19 patients represented a financial blessing for doctors. Christian Perron also supported a theory on Lyme disease, arguing that it was created in a laboratory by the US military by a former Nazi. Finally, French police have stopped a British motorist for driving the wrong way down a motorway on New Year's Eve after being turned away from the Spanish border. The British motorist was refused entry to Spain because he did not have a valid COVID test, so he had decided to drive back to the UK. The motorway was empty due to the curfew, so it's possible he did not see any other vehicles and became confused about which side of the road to drive on. The incident took place on the A75 motorway. According to French media, the police pulled him over after he drove around 6 miles. He told officers that he just wanted to go home after being refused entry in Spain because he did not have a valid coronavirus test. The French police escorted the man to the correct side of the motorway, and after giving him a €122 fine for driving the wrong way down the motorway and violating curfew hours, they allowed him to continue on his way.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
He got off lightly, didn't he?
Certainly did.
€122 for driving the wrong way down the motorway. Goodness me. Football. Manchester City through to the final of the English League Cup. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello from Colm Harrison at the BBC Sports Centre. The holders Manchester City are through to their fourth successive League Cup final and their sixth in 8 years. That after winning 2-0 at Manchester United in their semi-final.
Foden plays it in, it's gone a long way, and Stones in the middle, in the six-yard box. John Stones has turned it in, and Manchester City lead at Old Trafford in the semi-final.
De Bruyne then to take this corner. Here's the delivery. Right foot to the edge of the six-yard box. Martial got a header on it. Wan-Bissaka, then Fernandinho with a shot. It's found the bottom corner.
The holders, it seems, are knocking out their City rivals, Manchester United, here at Old Trafford, and heading to yet another League Cup final.
John Stones and Fernandinho with the goals, and City will now face Tottenham Hotspur in the final at Wembley on Sunday, the 25th of April. Meanwhile, Tottenham and Liverpool have become the first Premier League clubs to offer their stadiums for use as venues for rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine. Mass vaccination hubs will start operating next week. Both the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and Anfield have previously been used as testing centres. Wolverhampton Wanderers head coach Nuno Espirito Santo has been fined $33,000 and warned about his future conduct. It follows the criticism of referee Lee Mason after Wolves lost 2-1 at Burnley last month. He admitted an FA charge of improper conduct for comments that were deemed to be personally offensive to a match official. And Leicester City have recalled centre-back Filip Benković from his loan spell at Cardiff City. The Croatian defender joined the Championship club in October. It was meant to be a season-long loan, but he made just one appearance as a substitute. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Cricket, it's day one of the third test between Australia and India in Sydney, with the series of 1-1 as a reduced crowd at the SCG because of coronavirus. Australia won the toss and elected to bat. They reached 55 for one midway through the afternoon session. Just trying to call the latest score up for you. Page has gone blank. We'll come back to that. England have been able to train in Sri Lanka following a round of coronavirus tests. The squad started restricted training and will undergo more tests today. On Monday, Moeen Ali tested positive for COVID-19 and is now self-isolating. The first test is due to start on January the 14th as the Sri Lanka squad flies home from South Africa with the tail between their legs after being hammered in the two-match test series. Right, let's go back to the SCG. Day one of India against Australia, or Australia against England. The series is tied at 1-1, and after 37 overs, Australia are 121 for 2. And finally, rugby union. The Big East Midlands derby between Northampton and Leicester has been called off because of coronavirus. A number of Northampton players have tested positive for COVID-19 and several others are self-isolating. The game, which was due to be played on Saturday, will not be rescheduled and points will be awarded by a Premiership panel. Here's the marine weather forecast for coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaraz Seam and the VAR. The general situation is a depression, 1,012 millibars over the Gulf of Genoa. Now, winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4. Northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, cloudy, force 3 to 4. Easterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
Riviera Radio, weather.
It's nice to see the sun yesterday.
It was very pleasant.
I went up and did a bit of putting.
Did you?
Yeah, it was freezing. My hands were nearly dropping off by the end. So I got in back in the car and I ate a Twix instead. Becoming quite cloudy with light variable or easterly winds. Top temperature 10 degrees today. Overnight lows 4 degrees on the coast, 1 degree inland with some partially cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, clear skies tomorrow with a high of 10. Cloudy on Saturday with a high of 8 degrees. Finally.
Well, you keep saying it this week, and if you're feeling that time is going really slowly, well, you're wrong. As new official data has revealed that time is actually passing quicker now than at any point in the last half century. And the year 2021 is set to fly by as the Earth is spinning faster than at any time in the past 50 years. Earth's rotation is faster than normal, and as a result, the length of a day is currently ever so slightly shorter than the regulation of 24 hours. The world's timekeepers are now debating whether to delete a second from time to account for the change and bring the precise passing of time back into line with the rotation of the Earth. While the addition of a so-called negative leap second has never been done before, a total of 27 leap seconds have been added since the 1970s in order to keep atomic time in line with solar time. And this is because for decades the Earth has taken slightly longer than 24 hours to complete a rotation, but since last year it's been taking slightly less.
Be Christmas before you know.
There you go.
What are you going to get me?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you up to date? The news is on the website, rivieraradio.mc. Songs that make you happy. Thanks to Joanna for choosing the theme this week. Rachel says Pharrell Williams happy. Alex says Haircut 100, fantastic day. Hey. Haven't heard that for a long time.
You just mentioned Christmas on the 7th of January.
It's all right.
That's a first.
Stuart says Susie and the Banshees happy house and Lorraine would like Cockney Rebel and Judy Teen. Oh, well, actually, officially, it's still Christmas.
Ah, is it really?
If you take the old Catholic Church mantra, yeah.
Was it the Epiphany yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Epiphany yesterday. But if in the olden times, they used to celebrate Christmas for 40 days until the next Catholic feast, which is Michaelmas.
Oh, so I can leave my tree up for a while then.
You can do. In fact, all our neighbours have still got their trees up.
I thought there was a thing with it being bad luck.
Well, it is supposed to be bad luck.
Yeah,
it's supposed to
be. Christmas.
Unless you subscribe to the Catholic philosophy and you can leave it up for 40 days.
Okay.